Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hanja III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvinIII. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1alvinIII. And ladies and gentlemen, mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. I'm going to talk about taking time back, reclaiming time, taking time back. Thought about this because we are now midway through the year after whatever it is you want to call it last year. And this is 2021, June 2021. And as you mature, you age, you get responsibilities in your life, time has a way of speeding up in a strange way. Maybe it's also connected to the way that our society with its technology has sped up and closed gaps for all kind of interactions and transactions and things like that. Whatever the factors are, there's a factor in which time literally is a phenomenon. It feels like it speeds up in your life. So I was thinking about, okay, well, maybe we can't control how time speeds up for us, but we definitely have some means in order to reclaim time. And I was just thinking about those factors. And most of the time, it really comes back down to you. I think last podcast I was speaking about these different faculties, but it still comes down to the core faculties of mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. Mentally, spiritually, physically, financially. And I guess I'll cover these mentally. Having the right set mindset, having the right plans, refining those plans throughout time helps you to reclaim time back because you're not stuck on a certain thought pattern that's keeping you in a certain place that ultimately you don't desire to be. And then mental touches into, of course, you know, your spiritual areas and your physical and, of course, you know, financial resources area. And so you have to have effective philosophy to life. Effective philosophies actually, you'll see the truth of them come out to you as you go through life. Like you'll develop certain thought, certain sayings or maxims about certain things, certain scenarios that happens in your life. And it'll be proven true over and over again. It'll be a way to guide you through situations. And so that's one aspect. The other next aspect, of course, is the spiritual. How your heart Your feelings, all that stuff is aligned to your thought process. And that ultimately should bring you something positive, or at least restrict the negative, or the things that you say or you really truly don't desire in your life. And that's what it is. It's your essence, your spirit, your spirituality, your awareness of being, things like that. And that, you know, works with the mental aspect. That helps shape the mental aspect. Also the physical and the material. And that where your logic fails in your mental, your intuition picks up in your spiritual. So sometimes you don't know the exact best answer, and you just trust the process, and it guides you to where you need to go, where you can find other things to help clue in your logic, so that you can again reclaim time for the things that you desire, whether it be a social situation, professional situation, you're dealing with people who are quote unquote difficult, finding allies in your environment. This is where the spiritual factor kicks in. It helps you guide you. It helps you to interpret things that are difficult to interpret by mere logic and words. And once, as you get that sharp, and refine that, it helps the mental, and both of those things, peer off into the next things, the more physical things, the more external things, which is your physical and your financial. So physical, most people in this world are still blessed with physicality, or physical state that is not adversely negative to them, because we need this physical state in order to function and interact with society and life and things like that. However, you are a steward of your physical state, and you are in charge of managing that in ways in order to that could either prolong the preservation of it or cut down on the preservation of it. And again, this is where your mental, your philosophy, and your spiritual state, your intuition about your management through rest, through activity, and through diet, and also the other things that influence that, you know, the people around you, your psychological state, your emotions, be it calmness or anxiety, that drive the overindulgence or discipline in those three factors: your rest, your activity, and your dietary functions. If this is done right in conjunction with your mental and your spiritual state, you get to a point where you're maintaining your ideal physical form, and, you know, barring unforeseen things, you're able to have a prolonged quality of physical life to interact with it. For many things, whether it just to be able to go different places, have the endurance to do what you need to get done, whatever you want to call it, once you manage that well. And finally, all three of those things play a big factor in your resource management, external, outside of your body. That could be your money. That could mean the maintenance of your physical environment, home, space. That's also your actual mental faculty and your brain, your physical brain. Just all that stuff comes in conjunction with your overall resource management. And as you get a bigger flow in all those things, quality of life goes up, and you can also reclaim your time. You can shift your life into the things that you desire to want, and ultimately, in many cases, resource and financially wise, if you are smart enough and you garner enough allies, you can create a true life at will and reclaim, truly reclaim your time, where you're not doing someone else's dream or focusing on their goals mostly, but you're focusing more on your goals mostly, and you know why you're focusing on those goals. You'll have the mental, physical, spiritual state to interact with the best people, best allies that you could be interdependent with in order to achieve that state. That is what many people call true wealth in their life, is when you can harmonize all those things and get to a state to where you're living your life mostly from your will and your heart, and it's showing in your external life. Fantastic place to be, and it also has a way of reclaiming your time, slowing your time down. Your day is your day. You don't have to rush. You don't have to be in a constant state of rush and struggle to achieve the things that you want. And when challenges do come, resolutions come to complement those things. Beautiful place to be. Me personally, feel like at this stage in my life, I have the map and I'm just walking it out. And I like dropping clues on people on how to get to a state of walking out their life, claiming their time again. And so that's what I wanted to share with y'all today. This has been Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.